Well, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Let's all stand up and give him a clap offering here tonight. Yes. Hallelujah. Come on, saints. Hallelujah. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, you may be seated. When you sit down, quietly pray in the Spirit. See, I'm blessed with his peace. I'm blessed with his love. I'm blessed with his long suffering. I'm blessed with his forgiveness. I'm blessed with his salvation. I'm blessed with the anointing. For I am the temple of the Holy Spirit. I have the mind of Christ. And right now, I release my faith. Asking for the Shekinah glory to fill this place, that all needs will be met by your love, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. Is it all right if we share that? Huh? Will you come up here a minute? I don't want to embarrass you. If you don't want to, you don't have to, dear. She shared something with me that happened to her last night. So I just want to, can you briefly share what happened, dear?
I have severely depression, and I was thinking constantly for a whole week how to kill myself and to do away with my body, because I believe Jesus told me so. But it was Satan. And I saw yesterday an old friend from years ago, and she said, she would come here. I was here years ago once, and I never came back here. And this depression was so bad, she saw me and said she wants to come here, and I asked, can I go with her? I came here, and I asked him if he could pray for me. No, he asked me how I was doing, and I said, not good. And he prayed for me, and he took away my depression with a prayer. And I felt so much peace last night. I slept great, and what happened today, I did not once think about taking my life. And all I could say is praise God and praise the Lord Jesus Christ, and I want him to come here again. And I come here tonight, and I come again tomorrow. I have to stay in the Holy Spirit. And I thank all of you for being here and listening to that. The Lord Jesus Christ is the best what can be happening to all of us. Accept him, and that's just what you can do, and love him with all your heart, all your mind, and all your soul. Thank you.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. You bet. Did anybody else have a testimony from last night? Some, a lot of people didn't come back to get ministered to, but just that one there, just that. Isn't it worth it? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, when you're depressed and you're trying to find out how to do away with yourself. I had a real close friend of mine that committed suicide. His wife died of cancer. They had lots and lots of money. And I ministered to him, but he just wouldn't let me release the things into his life. And he went home one day and hung himself. And so had a beautiful home with a swimming pool in the living room and all kinds of money, retired very, very early age. So that can be very destructive, can't it? And for her to say she came here once and never came back. This is the place to be if you got them kind of problems. Amen. God will free you. Amen. And so we just praise the Lord for setting her free last night. And yeah, praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. You know, that's really a big thing for her to come up and say all that stuff, isn't it? Then God needs to loosen some of you other people who got touched last night. Well, I ain't got nothing to say. Oh, really? Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We got a couple back here from Nepal. They're leaving Monday. They're missionaries. They're going back. They've been, how long you been here? 2 months? Boy, that long? Boy, it went by fast, didn't it? Wow. They were telling me tonight that this message probably was just for them. Well, that's neat too, isn't it? They're being prepared to go back to Nepal. Hallelujah. Awaken the prophetic. That's what we're talking about for the wind of grace, wind of change. I was in my prayer closet, and God said that he wanted me to minister on awaken the prophetic in us. And then about a day later, the Lord told my wife for the wind of change. And so last night, that wind or that presence changed her. Amen? Hallelujah. And I also said last night that many people see things and then start intercessing or interceding for that person or situation and so on. So God is schooling you how to see things, which you see as one who becomes a prophet later on in life, as the Holy Spirit schools that individual in intercessory prayer. So that's a releasing of the prophetic, you see. So God wants me to continue on preaching on awakening the prophetic. Hallelujah. Is anybody in here confused about anything? I know some people don't want to admit to certain things. There's some people, someone's in here is confused about something. I heard someone say, it ain't me. I ain't confused. There's somebody in here confused about something. You're walking in confusion. Well, you can leave here with confusion, or maybe God will set you free where you're sitting. A little later or right now, he just set you free maybe. I don't know. But there's some confusion in here. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So I like to deal with things as they come up. Obviously, you don't want to. Is it you, dear? You don't have to come up here. I'm not going to embarrass you. Just lay hands on your head, dear. Father God, right now, I bind that spirit of confusion from her. You spirit of Leviathan, I bind that from her right now in Jesus' name. And we ask the love and the power of the Holy Spirit to touch her, that she'll receive tonight the truth, Lord, that's coming from the Holy Spirit and from the Word of God, that will bless her, Lord, and there'll no longer be confusion. We thank you, Lord, that wisdom is going to be arise in her, understanding is going to come to her, and she will not be confused. She'll know exactly how to handle things by the Holy Spirit that's in her, and she'll do it in the name of Jesus, and she'll not walk in this confusion anymore, because I break it now, I prophesy it, that spirit of confusion to come out of her life and stay out of her life in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen? Yeah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Do you all feel better now? You feel like things are a little clearer? You'll be surprised what a spirit can do, a hindering spirit, a confusing spirit. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, this is the second night. We was here last night, and there was a lot of ministry of the Holy Spirit here last night. So if you came tonight, you missed something really special last night. You can't get back last night. We're going to have to learn to flow in the anointing that God has prepared for this night. Amen? And so we're going to finish it up tomorrow morning at 10:30. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Awakening the prophetic for the wind of change. There is going to be a wind of change coming. It was in the upper room, you see, and the wind came into the Red Sea, and God opened it up, and dry land came, and they walked across. The wind of change will change things. It'll change your marriage. It'll change your your finances. We're talking about the Holy Spirit now. And so God wants us to awaken the prophetic. God wants me to teach you how to be to awaken the prophetic in your life. And so one of the ways I said last night is you become a seer. You see a situation, you find yourself praying about it. That's the school of the Holy Spirit. If you start seeing something and you start interceding about it, you're going to grow in that seeing and you're going to become a prophet. If you stay in the school of the Holy Spirit. Amen? That's awakening the prophetic in you. So a lot of people have these things that happen to them during the week, and they don't recognize truly that it's God the Holy Spirit, schooling you in an area. Some of you may just pray for people over the telephone. Some of you may lay hands on somebody in some women's groups and so on and so forth. That's awakening the prophetic in you. Hallelujah. And when it starts awakening in you, the first thing you're going to find out, the Holy Spirit is going to teach you how to make sure that Jesus is first in your life. Not your need, but Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we're going to look at some scriptures here tonight and add to last night. So if you would, Sue, please turn to Luke 19:13. Luke 19:13. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father God, we thank you and we praise you for the anointing in this place. We thank you for your word. We thank you for being the awakening of the prophetic, Lord. That wind of change is in this place. The Shekinah glory is in this place. I just love you and I praise you, Lord Jesus, and I honor you. And we're going to play a song before we go any further. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I just feel like we should do this. So, hallelujah. Amen? Uh-oh. Praise God. Number 9, the black, Jeff. I don't go on if I ain't supposed to, see? Someone's tickled over there. Praise God. Hallelujah. If we have to wander around the desert a little bit, wander around different places a little bit, it's okay, isn't it? Well, it's going to have to be. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Yes. Hallelujah. Listen to this now. Hallelujah, yes. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. Jesus is the treasure. And you always be leading to the other side. Yes, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We're going to the other side, right? Hallelujah. There's somebody here. See, I'm just going to take it as it goes. There's somebody here who's got something. There's almost like an irregular heartbeat in you. There's almost like a something going on with your heart. And it kind of functions and stops. It comes back to normal. Then it kind of races a little bit. There's something wrong with someone's heart. You know, last night I said to somebody, God's healing someone's eyes. Because I didn't say cataracts, you couldn't receive it. Yeah. I said to one guy, you got diarrhea. He said, well, you didn't say colon. So you need to learn to just receive from my type of anointing. You know, I don't have a medical book up here and say, you know, and when I say your eyes are being healed, whatever's wrong with your eyes, you're being healed. Amen? Does anybody have some kind of little pitter-patter, something wrong with you in your chest? Anybody? Oh, my God. Come up here, both of you. See, God wants the minister, right? This is the prophetic saints. This is the anointing. Amen? That lady back there laughing. Praise God. Hey, ushers. No. That's my daughter. Hallelujah. Raise your hands and close your eyes. Hallelujah. Whoop. Praise God. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes. Just receive it. Just receive it. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, I speak by faith in your name, Jesus, to her heart right now, Lord. Oh, that heart returned to normal right now in Jesus' name. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I don't know who's drunk, her or me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father God, in Jesus' name, touch her heart. The peace of God going through her body right now in Jesus' name. Every bit of it. Go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a clap offering. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. I love the minister. Where was I? In concordance? No, I wasn't. I'm right here. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Did you enjoy that song? Me and Betty were playing those songs way back when I first started in the ministry. It's a true story. Hallelujah. And we've always played them. Uh-oh. You know, she gets to laughing in the office out here with me. You can't get near her. You just start giggling, man. Woo, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. See, it's different tonight, isn't it? Everybody's saying, what's everybody laughing about? It's the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. Pray. Ha, 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 devil. We got joy tonight. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, we'll get to it. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, we love you, Lord. So he called the 10 of his servants, delivered to them some money, and said to them, do business until I come. See, God wants you to operate in the prophetic because he wants you to do business until he comes. What business does he want you to do? He wants you to raise the dead and open blind eyes. He wants you to heal people. He wants you to walk in his love. He wants the gifts of the Holy Spirit flowing through you. He wants you to carry on the work of Jesus Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit. He wants you to occupy. That means you're not going to give no ground to the devil. That means you're going to believe in the Word of God, and you're going to believe in his report. You're going to occupy. You're not going to compromise. You're going to occupy. You're not going to become complacent. You're going to occupy. Amen? That's what God wants you to do. God wants you to occupy. And I know there's another parable about this, but listen, saints, if you're in the prophetic, God's going to provide you finances. You ain't going to have to go out to banks. You ain't going to have, you're going to draw from the kingdom. You're going to draw from Jesus Christ, because the prophetic learns how to get everything he needs or she needs from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? So God wants you to know that the way the world is going, the way things are going, he wants you to occupy. He wants you to have the finances. He wants you to have the anointing. He wants you to have become prophetically, not prophetic, but prophetic. Amen? He wants you to flow in the love of Jesus. He wants you to walk in the same footprints. You people that are sitting here right now are going to receive a wind of change. If you didn't get it last night, you'll get it tonight. That Holy Spirit is going to change things. Hallelujah. Amen? Praise you, Jesus. So that's where we're starting off. The prophetic is going to do business until Jesus returns. That's why you need to have the prophetic awakened in you. Amen? You need to get in the school of the Holy Ghost. You need to get Jesus first. He's more important than your need. Amen? God wants you to do business. Say, I'm going to do business. I'm going to have God's financial blessings. I'm going to have God's gifts. The anointing of the Holy Spirit will teach me all things. And break every bondage, because I'm anointed to serve Jesus, and I'm going to occupy. Ha, 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 devil! God wants you to occupy, saints. That's why he said, bring forth a teaching, awakening the prophetic, because there's a wind of change coming. There's a move of God coming in the body of Christ. It's going to move in Afghanistan and Pakistan. It's going to move in Egypt. It's going to move in Israel. It's going to move in America. It's going to move in Creative Faith Ministries. It's going to move in Nepal. Hallelujah. In India. A great move of God. Well, people who go to Nepal or India or Africa or Colorado Springs needs to operate in the prophetic. Because if you operate in the prophetic, that means the Holy Spirit is going to get you to occupy. Amen? Prophetic means revelation, illumination, light. It comes to you from the Word of God and you walk in it. And you become a doer, whatever is illuminated from the Word of God. Whatever's revelation comes from the Word of God. Then you become a doer of that. The prophetic ministry will always learn eventually down the road by schooling of the Holy Spirit how to draw everything from Jesus. How to draw everything from the kingdom of God. Amen? Do you agree with that? God said, I want you to do business. I want you to learn how to handle my money. I want you to learn how to do business from the kingdom. You see, it's the same idea that when he told Peter, go over there and catch a fish and you'll find a coin in his mouth and go pay the taxes. This place here, he gave him some money. It was about 50 gold pieces or something like that, 50 pounds or whatever it was. Then they had to learn how to be good stewards over it. But saints, we're talking about awakening the prophetic and doing business by the Holy Spirit, doing business from the kingdom of God. I'm telling you, it's moving very quickly. You're going to see great changes. A wind is coming upon your life. There's going to be a change in your life. You're going to go to another level. You're going to have light, illumination from the Word of God like you've never had before. You're going to feel the Spirit of God come upon you. There was a young man here last night that I ministered to. I mean, the whole place just filled up with the presence of God when I spoke to him. Did you feel it? See, Mark is saying it was intense. Can you feel God now? Huh? Who said that? One person said it. Well, praise God. Holly. So that's number one. The prophetic are going to do business until he comes. God's business. Setting the oppressed and the captives free. So I'm awakening people into the prophetic, telling them there's a wind of change coming. The wind of change came from my wife. And I for me, it was awakening the prophetic. Wind of change came from her, and we put it both together. The upper room, the wind came down. It was a mighty wind. They all started speaking tongues. Guess what? Never been to school, never read a book on it, had no teaching on it. It doesn't mean it's wrong to go to school. I want to keep bringing this stuff up because it's important, because sometimes we're one-track people. In other words, when we go to school, it's all school. God's a sovereign God. And if you're prophetic, God can move in your life. You see, the prophetic will tell people how much they need Jesus. More than themselves, more than their need, how much you need Jesus. And the Holy Spirit is going to help us. The enemy is going to try to steal that. Hallelujah. So you people were just touched by the healing touch of the hand of God, and we want to give him praise for that. So when they walk out of here, the enemy says, Jesus said, I should say, in Matthew 13, what you don't understand about the kingdom, Satan steals. So they understand they healed. Amen? So this is awakening of the prophetic, saints. There's a wind of change. It's here right now. If you have faith to believe that, it'll change your situation. It'll change your marriage. It'll change your finances. It'll change your desires. You'll want to serve God. You'll want to be in the anointing. You'll want to walk in the kingdom power with a kingdom language. You'll want to speak in the name of Jesus and watch demons run. And watch depression go. And watch the spirit of suicide go. Hallelujah. That's number one. The prophetic are going to occupy, saints. Praise you, Jesus. Matthew 13, 8. Matthew 13, 8. We're going to build here, saints. Hallelujah. But others fell on good ground, yielded up a crop, some a hundredfold. I believe there's the hundredfold anointing, saints. And I believe when you occupy, you're going to flow in that hundredfold anointing. You're going to flow in a hundredfold of everything. It says some 100, some 60, and some 30. But I'm telling you, when you occupy and you're flowing in the prophetics and the wind of change has come, you are going to operate in the hundredfold anointing. It's got to happen this way. The kingdom of God has got to come alive in us because the government's in trouble. The world's in trouble financially, you see. But we're not in trouble. We are of the kingdom. And God wants that awakening of the prophetic in you, because he wants you to understand you will receive a wind of change. You will receive a hundredfold anointing. And that hundredfold, some people preach a thousand, but a hundredfold will give you the finances, will give you the anointing, will give you the gifts, you see, will give you the faith, the God kind of faith. You'll have it all. You'll have it all. And it won't take 15 hours to set someone free. You'll touch somebody, and immediately the power of God will go into their lives and change them. Change minds, change emotions, change finances. So God wants you to be awakened to this. You're going to have the finances. You're going to occupy, and you're going to have a hundredfold to occupy with. When is that coming? I believe it's on the way. I believe there's a stirring in the spiritual realm. I believe that Jesus is the bridge to take us into the supernatural. And the more we lift up Jesus, the more he's first in our lives, we'll cross over to the supernatural. I believe we are sons and daughters. We are kings and priests. We are the body of Christ. We are the bride. And God is saying, I want you to understand that. I want you to occupy. I want the prophetic awakened in you. I want you to believe there is a wind of change that's coming into your life, coming by the power of the Holy Spirit. And don't be afraid, she says. No fear. We bind the spirit of fear in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Okay. This is what we're going to do, saints. Luke 10, praise you, Jesus. Luke 10:17-20. Then the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. That's what they're going to do. The demons are going to be subject to us. We're going to flow in the hundredfold. We're going to occupy. That wind of change is going to come upon our lives. There's going to be anointing in our lives. There's going to be a name of Jesus upon our tongues, you see. And no demon is going to run anybody. You're going to run those demons off. You're going to cast out those principalities and powers away from people. Leviathan, that twisting, lying spirit that comes around and brings confusion and gossip about people and everything else. You're going to break its power in Jesus' name. And you're not going to have to run around five times and spit. You're going to speak in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And he said to them in 18, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I give you the authority. So this is the ones who are going to occupy. These are the ones that are going to flow in the prophetic, you see. Behold, I give you authority to trample on serpents, scorpions, over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. I was telling people last night, I was sitting on the couch and lightning came right by my head and knocked a few things out. And I said, ha, devil, you missed me. My dog looked at me like, you ain't moving, I am. And she went across the living room and jumped on her lap, man. Hallelujah. I wouldn't suggest anybody going out and do that, but just because I was there, you see, God protected me. I believe there's guardian angels. I believe there's angels all over this place here, all over the body of Christ right now. I believe the presence of God is here. Where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am. He's here right now. His presence. What he wants us to do, you see, is to open ourselves to the prophetic. Get that wind of change, you see. Start occupying. He wants the Holy Spirit to teach us how to flow in his name, how to flow in under the blood covenant, how to flow in the gifts. It'd be easy for him to manifest and walk down here and say, come on up here, and everybody, he start touching everybody. He wants to train us. He wants us to carry on his ministry. He wants us to walk in the prophetic, you see. He wants us to be alive with the Spirit of God. He wants us to believe there's a wind of change coming, and it'll absolutely change your life. That's why he doesn't manifest. He's here. His presence is here. He wants to teach the sons and the daughters, the kings and the priests, the body, the bride of Christ. He wants us to operate. He wants us to occupy. He wants to take authority over the demons. I give you power. Nothing can harm you. He's saying that to us. Nothing can harm us. You're going to occupy. Well, if you decide I want to occupy and flow in the prophetic and receive the wind of change, you're going to have faith and to believe that whatever comes before you, a demon, a snake, a cancer, sickness, disease, principalities and powers, they can't harm you. They cannot harm you. Anybody who's going to occupy, they couldn't harm Jesus. They didn't harm the apostles in that sense. And so if we're going to carry on his ministry, we're going to occupy until he comes. We're going to walk in the same power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. We're going to let the prophetic awaken us. We're going to receive that wind of change, because we got to have confidence, not in ourselves, but in God, that there truly is a change coming in our lives, that truly is a change coming in the body of Christ. Amen? Say, I volunteer to occupy. Years ago, I said, God, I'll go anywhere and do anything. You better be careful what you say. Because you know why? He's faithful. Behold, I give you, in verse 19, behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents, scorpions, over all the power of the enemy. One time there was a scorpion. My wife went upstairs to do something, and she put her shoe on, and there was a scorpion in the shoe and bit her toe, or stung her toe, whatever they do. She come running down. I never saw a lady come downstairs on one leg. I grabbed that toe and started speaking to it, and that sting went away. See, we have authority over that stuff. God wants us to occupy. God wants us to receive the wind of change. God wants us to be awakened to the prophetic. You see, that's illumination from the Word of God. Prophetic illumination from the Word of God, and become a doer of the Word of God. Amen? He's saying tonight, everybody who has an ear, let them hear what the Spirit of God is saying. Well, in Revelation 19:10, I keep repeating this, Jesus, his testimony is the spirit of prophecy. His testimony is the spirit of prophecy. That has to get in your spirit, saints. And you have to say the things that Jesus says. Right now, the spirit of prophecy, he's saying here, behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents. That's the spirit of prophecy, because it's a testimony of Jesus that I've given you the power. The testimony of the cross, the testimony of the blood he shed, and how he took all those stripes on his back. How he came out of a virgin birth, how he died for us and was resurrected. That's the testimony of Jesus. Everybody here is called into a season. Amen? John went to the Isle of Patmos. His season had arrived. He went there to get a revelation of Jesus and pass it on to the churches. You got a season coming. And I'm not suggesting us on an island somewhere, but I'm telling you one thing, saints, there's going to be desert walks. That's where you're going to learn about God. You can stand in the middle of that desert and say, help! And God will say, I'm with you. I'll never forsake nor leave you. I'm with you. What do you want flesh to help you for? Life is in the spirit. And he says, when I want you to occupy, I want you to occupy the works of the flesh. I want you to overthrow the works of the flesh. I want you to demonstrate my love, my power, my long-suffering, my compassion to other people who are saved and people who are not saved. I want you to occupy. I want you to carry on. Don't worry about when I'm coming. Just keep occupying. Amen? He's looking for people to occupy, saints. It's a flow in the prophetic to believe that there is a supernatural, and Jesus is the bridge to the supernatural. That's why I played that song. The Holy Spirit will take you into visions and dreams. He'll awaken you. That spirit will come and awaken you. You'll start to see things you didn't see. I had someone come up to me last night, I think it was. I got to keep remembering what night I'm in here. Last night, and they saw an angel up here on the platform. Wouldn't you like to have your eyes open to that? You got to be willing to occupy, saints. He says, my testimony to you is Jesus is saying, behold, I give you the authority. Say, I have the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions over all the power of the enemy. Nothing shall by any means hurt me. Ha, 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 devil. What hurts you is what you're allowing to hurt you. If you're allowing that word or what she said or he said to hurt you, you're allowing it. You don't have to allow that. You don't have to allow that in your mind. You now have the spirit of power in your life. You have the anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage. You don't have to allow that. Why we are hurt emotionally, physically, in the mind, is we allow it. Jesus never said. He said, I give you authority. You don't have to allow that. Those who want to occupy, those who want to have the prophetic awakened in them, those who want to receive the wind of change. Saints, some of this stuff that I minister, people say, what is he talking about? Why y'all come more often? Then some people say, oh, I know that. You know, people are so complacent today. The Spirit of God starts moving, and you got to get people to clap. Oh, I've seen that before. I say, yeah. American people are that way. Full gospel charismatic people, and God is saying, I gave you a message. I want you to awaken the prophetic in people. I want you to tell them there's a wind of change coming. I don't want them becoming complacent and say, well, I heard tongues and I heard in tabernacle. I saw him lay and I did this and I saw that. Complacent means self-satisfied. Your flesh will tell you you're satisfied. Oh, I speak in tongues. Complacent. People start moving up here. Let me tell you something. When I'm praying for people, somebody ain't going to like this. Lock the doors, Jeff. If you leave while I'm ministering, you are not a finisher. You are not a finisher. It doesn't bother me. But you're walking out on God and the anointing. You know why? Complacent. You're self-satisfied. I'm telling you, you won't be a finisher. Explain that to me. Go home and read it. Look it up. Praise God. Okay. Ephesians 3:10. Ephesians 3:10. So, please. To the intent that now the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by the church to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places. If you're going to occupy in the hundredfold anointing, you're going to tell the principalities and powers. They are not supposed to be controlling us. They're not supposed to be telling us. We're supposed to be telling them. You see what that says? To the intent that now the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by the church to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places. How come they're controlling cities and towns and marriages and the finances and so on and so forth? Because God wants us to begin right now and start occupying. Start flowing in the hundredfold anointing. Start telling the principalities and powers. Start casting out demons. Start freeing people's minds from oppression and depression. Occupy. Occupy. Never mind when so-and-so says he's coming back or next week and so on. Don't worry about that. Just occupy. Do business. Cast out demons. Lead thousands to Jesus Christ. Introduce many to Jesus Christ and so they can become, he can become their Lord and Savior over their lives. Occupy. Witness. Speak the testimony of Jesus, and you'll be speaking the spirit of prophecy. Do you know that? Hallelujah. We ought to be telling them, saints, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Say, right now, I'm going to plant in God's soil of love. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Say, I'm receiving tonight a fresh anointing. There's different levels of anointing, saints. Don't become complacent. Don't stop at tongues. Let the anointing in your life teach you all things. Let him take you across the bridge. Let him show you visions and dreams. Yes, you're going to be concerned, because most of the stuff he shows you, you ain't going to understand with this. The Philippians says, let this mind be in you that's in Christ. Amen? Are you blessed already? So this is the second week, second one of awakening the prophetic for the wind of change. This is what God wants to do. God wants you to occupy. He don't want the devil occupying your pocketbook, your marriage, your body, your mind, your emotions. He don't want you letting the devil move in. The only reason why people are hurt, because we allow it. See, I'm not going to allow. Hurts no more. Because I am planted in his love, his mercy, his long suffering, his compassion, his power, his blood covenant. I am alive tonight with a wind of change. I will occupy. Hallelujah. See, over there in Nepal, they can't become complacent. They got to watch their back and everything. Over in his country, same thing. Over in Africa, I have people calling me from Africa. They look at the website. They're calling me from Africa. I'm actually calling me on the telephone. Want me to hook up with them and teach them and so on and so forth. I said, just look at the, listen to the CDs on, because they speak English. Listen to the CDs and watch the tapes and learn. He's called twice already. Anybody want to go to Africa? Preach to 100,000 people? I'll send you out amongst them to lay hands on them. Well, then you don't believe you can occupy. You don't believe you can get the hundredfold anointing. All you do is just empty your pockets, take your rings off, and bring a football helmet. Praise God. Do you know over there they walk for miles in the rain and everything else just to hear the word of God? In America, you got to have padded cushions. You got to have air conditioning. It's too cold. It's too hot. Turn it up, Pastor. Turn it down, Pastor. Hallelujah. Remember that, saints. I don't care how tired you are. Don't ever walk out on God till he's finished. Can you receive that? Hallelujah. You know somebody's got partial gout? You got something wrong with a little bit, something in your foot, and God wants to heal that? Does anybody have, you probably only know you have it, but if you're having off and on problems with your foot, I don't mean an ingrown toenail. I mean something wrong with your joint. Huh? Did anybody raise their hands? Oh, they did. Wow. Anybody else over here? There's another one there. See what God's talking? See this, how wonderful this is? See how much God loves us? What we usually do with gout, we hit it with a rubber hammer. Oh, laugh. It won't break your face. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Those two that had that problem, stand up, brother, right where you are, right there. Stand up there. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Is it in both feet or one foot? Or? Okay, and you, was it? Huh? 1 foot. Which foot is it? Right foot? Left foot? Left, right, left, right, left, right. I used to remember that in the Marine Corps. Left, right, left, right, left, right. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, dear, I'm going to put you to work. Yeah, what foot is it? Left. Lay hands on his left foot. Give us some room there. Back up against the pew. The left one now, dear. Hold on a minute. You can bend for a little while, can't you? Don't pass out on me. Put your hand on that foot there, dear. Hey, Mama, put you're the mother, right? Grandma. Yeah, you. Yeah, yeah. Put your hand. That's okay. Hey, I do things worse than that. How you doing? Put your hand on your mama's foot. Put your hand on your mama's foot there. Huh? They're both. Oh, well, hey, listen. See? Well, put your hand on her foot. What's that, your sister? Oh, put your hand on your sister's foot. We'll get it right here in a minute here, you know. It doesn't matter as long as it gets healed. Whether we come through the back door, the front door, the side door, whatever. Are you still alive? Go ahead, dear. Put hands on it right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord, let them occupy with your power. Yes, Lord, let the anointing power, the wind of change come into their hands and into these feet right now. We pray, Lord, right now, your great grace and the healing power touching these feet right now. Yes, do it a miracle, Lord, raising up arches, Lord, and redoing the foot by your miracle power. We just claim it and speak it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Okay. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Did you say you wanted to go to Africa?
Yeah. Yeah. We're open.
Well, praise God. You saw that in the vision, 16, wow. Praise God. Well, I think it's time for a song. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Six in the orange, Jeff, please. Get ready now. Get ready. See, I'm getting ready. I can't do it myself. Help me, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Now I'm ready. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Yes, Lord, praise you. Just don't look with your eye or listen with your ear. Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Yes. The miracle is here. The Hallelujah. How you pronounce your name again? Bene. God's saying he's going to give you the desires of your heart. You have had a patient heart with God. You have been very quiet in your spirit. But God says there's going to be awakening. There is going to be a fresh wind that comes to you, and it's going to direct your life. There is going to be some understanding that comes to you. There seemed to be some blockage in your life somewhere. God has removed that tonight, and you're going to see clearly into your direction where you should go and what you'll do, and you'll follow in the footprints he puts before you. And God says as you walk in them, understanding will come, wisdom will come into your life, and the desires of your heart, is you're just going to get all bubbly inside, and the presence of God is going to rise up in you and going to bring forth that which he brought you to Colorado Springs for. God says this is your season, and it shall come to pass. I break every assignment of Satan, every principality and power, Leviathan, lying spirit, twisting spirit. I break his power in the name of Jesus. I free your mind. I free your soul. I free your spirit, soul, and body right now. With the wind of change of the Holy Ghost in your life, you're going to see a freedom. You're going to walk in a light. You're going to walk in a power that you never walked before, and desires are going to rise up in you, and you're going to serve me under the anointing and power of my spirit, and you will be awoken, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. Oh, the presence of you, Lord Jesus. We love you, Lord. We thank you for your love, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, we just bow before you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God says, my children, off in the distance, you can hear a thunder. You can hear the sound of the wind blowing. You may not hear it in your natural ears, but it's coming to you. It's bringing the blessings, and it's bringing the love. It's bringing encouragement. It's bringing light and revelation that's going to come into your mind by my Spirit, saith the Lord. It's going to bring you into some light where there was darkness. It's going to cause grace to rise up in your life. You are going to believe that you can stand in my presence, that you can come to the throne room boldly. Yes, and you can receive mercy and grace. Even now, mercy belongs to you. Even now, grace belongs to you. So I encourage you tonight, in the distance, there's a rumbling going on. In the distance, there's a wind starting to blow, a wind of change coming to the prophetic, coming to the body of Christ, coming to my bride, saith the Lord, coming to my sons and daughters and kings and priests. It's going to awaken you. There's going to be a whole, not as your understanding brings understanding to you, but as my mind brings understanding, as my spirit brings understanding. These things I speak to you, you have not seen before. You will not understand with your mind, but I'll never forsake nor leave you, and I shall bring you the anointing that will teach you all things. Yes. Yes, those things that you feel and see, you'll understand it from the other side, because it'll come from the other side, from my spirit through your spirit into your mind. You shall be awakened, and there's going to be a whole new realm, because you'll be in my kingdom, and I'm going to start to add to you, and I'm going to teach you how to occupy, and I'm going to teach you how to flow in the prophetic, and I'm going to teach you in the school of the Holy Ghost how to receive and walk in my footprints. God says tonight, new beginnings have started in your life. I've spoken it to you. I've spoken grace to you. I've given you an idea to look for. I've given you some hope to look for. And God says, in the distance, it's rumbling already, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. This lady back here, way in the back in the red. Yeah, you. You want us looking around. The anointing is going to teach you some things, my dear. You have lacked some things in your life. You have struggled with your own thoughts. You have struggled with the promises of Jesus, which every promise is yes, yes. Because you're trying to find some evidence or trying to find how this works in your life. God says there's a fresh anointing falling upon your life, and it's going to teach you all these things. It's going to teach you that he is real, that his promises are real, and they're all yes. And you are going to, as early as tomorrow morning, receive a promise that you've been waiting for some time, and it's going to manifest for his glory by his grace in your life in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Ain't that right back there? What's your first name? Nora. Ain't that right? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And you ain't gonna, what's your name, dear? Carol? You're gonna learn to get in the game. You've been on the sideline too long. You've been straggling too long. God's going to get you to catch up. He's going to put you in the game. In the game of the supernatural, in the game of the kingdom, in the game of the kingdom language, God's going to put you in that. You've been having little bites of it, but you haven't really got into the game like God wants you in the game because you've been preoccupied with family and some things in your own life and so on and so forth. God said it's cut from you right now, and God says you're going to get in the game, and you're going to have a fresh anointing, and God says the wind is going to come upon you. There's going to be a change in your life. In the next 7 days, you're going to see changes in your life in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you. Ain't that right there? Ain't that right there? Yeah. See? Hallelujah. God knows what he's doing, doesn't he? Hallelujah. I'm glad because I don't. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, what's your first name, dear? Right there? Huh? Yeah. Janet, I can see some blue around you. God's trying to draw you into his presence. You have been afraid of some supernatural things in your own flesh and your own thinking, but this blue, this presence of God, is going to encourage you. God's slowly going to seep himself into your life where you're going to know he's real. You've seen an awful lot of foolishness in your life about some things, but God says this is going to be real in your life. There's a blue around you, and that blue is the Holy Spirit, and it's going to teach you some things that you need to learn because the Holy Spirit... How long have you been saved, dear? Two or three years? 30 plus years. Well, dear, God is about to move you in a new realm. It's time to stop sitting around and thinking about things. It's that to become doing of the Word of God. Life is in the Spirit. And that blue around you is going to teach you how to walk in the Spirit. And when you sow to the Spirit, you're going to have a season. You're going to have a season. Sowing to the Spirit is going to bring a season in your life. There has been some sadness in your life that's really controlled your emotions. And God says tonight it's wiped away, like wiping off a chalkboard. That sadness is gone. Even though maybe it had been some good thoughts at one time, but that sadness is gone tonight. And you're going to be refreshed by the wind, and the change will be in your life. When you wake up tomorrow morning, you're going to feel like a brand new person. You're going to feel like weights lifted off in your shoulders. You're going to feel like that depth in your emotions where it was controlling you to make certain decisions is no longer going to be there, because God's going to take over, God the Holy Spirit, in your life in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Don't leave. Don't walk out. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Isn't God good? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. What is your first name again, dear? The black right here. Yeah. Barbara. God's going to give you a fresh anointing. There's some sadness that's in your life. There is a change that has been taking place in your emotions. You're not quite sure about some things right now where you are, but God's going to make you sure that he's with you. God's going to encourage you that the anointing is on your life, and the anointing is going to break that, and God's going to take you through because he's teaching you some faith in your life. And so God's going to take you through, and you're going to come out the other side. I can see a long tunnel that is not darkness, but it has light in it. You're at one end of it. It's one of these big round things that water flows through. But it's huge. It's a great big thing. But it isn't that long. And when you get out the other side, God's going to take you through that. And there's going to be a whole change. That means there's going to be a presence of God upon your life. There's going to be a presence of God when you go to sleep and a presence of God when you wake up. And there's going to be encouragement and wisdom in your life. And all those emotional things that's just been just controlling and cracking and almost breaking you up at times, God says he's going to give you some salve, some anointing. It's going to flow through your life. It's going to settle all that down. And when you come out the other side, you're going to be ready and a brand new person for me, because God says he's going to teach you and cause you to dress up in the new person. And there'll be no more running the old film, God says. This old film that takes over your emotions and gets you to believe reports of physical and fleshly people and not the report of God. God says a new report will arrive in your spirit by the Holy Spirit, and it's really going to encourage you and bring you through this tunnel. The other side is not that far, and you'll be free. Top of your head to the soles of your feet in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Well, if anybody wants prayer, laying on of hands, we can do two things. I got boards and I got hands. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Does your foot feel better, dear? Huh? See? Your little sister. And what's it, your grandma? I'll get it right this time, right? It's your grandma, right? Your grandma? Praise God. How's your foot there, young man?
heat? She has anointed hands. Huh? But praise God, you felt heat. See? Amen. You don't have to stand anywhere. It's healed. If you want to stand on the word, put your Bible down, stand on it. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you. Hallelujah. What's your first name in the yellow here? Yeah? Will. Have you been here before, Will? Hallelujah. You know, there's been some discouragement in your life. God is about that. You know, there's some, I can see a blackboard with some chalk on it, and I can see a hand wiping that chalk away. He's going to wipe that discouragement away. He's going to give you, you have a desire in your heart to do something, and it really never has come to where you thought by faith it should be. And God is going to bring something alive in your life by the Spirit of God. That discouragement is going to go. And the reason why it's going to go, because you're going to see. You're going to see this explosion of that idea or that faith thing that you've been talking about or thinking about exploding your life. From that point on, God's going to start teaching you. You're going to enter the school of the Holy Spirit, and He's going to teach you some things. You'll no longer be stolen from. You'll no longer have them sleepless nights. You'll no longer be alone by yourself, even though is this your wife? Even though you got a wife, you'll no longer have those feelings, because God said He's going to fill you. He's going to fill you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet, and He's going to give you the desires of your heart, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Where was I? In concordance? No. Huh? In Revelation? Yeah, right. Praise God. Does anybody want prayer here? Feel like you need prayer before we do something different? If you do, come up here quickly, right now. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. When I touch you tonight, it's going to change. You believe that, dear?
Yes, I do.
What's your first name?
Bessie.
Bessie. Mm-hmm. Oh. Yes, come up here, dear. Come up here. Come up here. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Come up here, young lady. Come right up here. Be bold. Come right up here. You. Yeah, come up here. Come right in here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Close your eyes. Raise your hands. Hallelujah. Say, Jesus, I'm receiving your love, your mercy, your long-suffering, your compassion, and your promise that you'd never forsake nor leave me. So I expect my prayers, what I came here for, by faith, in Jesus' name, will manifest. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch Him right now, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, the presence. Hallelujah. Father God, I thank you, Lord, that all through His mind, Lord, all through His body, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. It's gone. It's gone in Jesus' name. Amen?
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Father God, right now, Lord, I touch her, Lord, and I thank you and I praise you.
Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh, praise you, Jesus. Presence of the Holy Spirit. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh. Right. Hallelujah. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit. Oh. Jesus' name. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
When you give a dog a bath, he at some points shakes that excess water off. God wants you to shake off. God wants you to shake it off by faith. God wants you to shake it off by faith. Shake it off by faith. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit. The presence of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, praise. Ooh. Ooh. Praise God. Hallelujah. Ooh. Hallelujah. Whew. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. How old are you now?
19.
Oh. Do you love your sister? See, I remembered. Praise God. Close your eyes, dear. Oh. God's telling me breakout. There's a breakout coming in your life. If you don't quite understand it, you can talk to your dad. Breakout. There's some place that you have arrived at, and God's going to break you out of that. There's breakout coming by the power of the Holy Spirit in your life in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father God, I touch you right now, Lord, in Jesus' holy name. Oh. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
These are my granddaughters. A couple of them. We got 11 grandkids. I wouldn't get too excited. Huh? And two, three, how many great ones we got? Two? Two and three quarters, oh.
There's one in the oven, I guess. Praise God. Hallelujah. Isn't God good? Praise you, Jesus. Did you feel that, dear? it's going to change you. You're going to change. You needed that. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Pray for a little one. Hallelujah. Go over there and pray, Leslie, with him. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Say, I have the fullness of God. Hallelujah. Before we finish, I'm going to have Jeff put on Orange 10, please. Jeff, when you get back there. Just kind of close your eyes on this one and just worship God with your eyes closed. This is a really good one. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you. worship you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus.
You're the everlasting Father. You're the God of all glory. You're my healer and the King of kings, my deliverer and my friend. You're the sweet rose of Sharon.
Father God, we thank you and we praise you, Lord, for your holy presence in this place. We exalt and lift you up, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the joy. We thank you for the word, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we are going to occupy and the prophetic, Lord, is going to be awakening your word of God, your word in us, Lord. We thank you. We lift you up. We draw attention to no one, Lord Jesus, because there is a fresh wind, Lord, bringing change into your body, bringing change into our lives. We prophesy and speak it into our lives, into our marriage, our grandchildren, our children, our finances, Lord Jesus Christ. A complete turnaround. We just give you praise and honor and glory tonight, Lord. You are Lord. You are King. You are the Son of the Most High God. You are our Christ. You are our wisdom and our knowledge, Lord Jesus, our salvation. Our names are written down in heaven, and we're right into your presence right now. We thank you for your guardian angels around each one of us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the warring angels, Lord, in the heavenly realms as we bind the principalities and powers, that they destroy their power over our lives. We break the power of the wiles of the devil, and we put on the helmet of salvation. We just give you praise and honor and glory tonight, Lord. We thank you for your healing touch. We thank you for your touch of love, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your touch of grace, Lord, for we are in your presence right now, and we shall always be in your presence as we call upon the manifestation of your Holy Spirit. It shall activate immediately in our homes, in our lives, and we will not put up and receive hurts, Lord, and emotional hurts. We will receive the Spirit, Lord. We will receive and sow to the Spirit, and your promise is that what we sow to we'll reap of. So we sow to your word, we sow to your cross, we sow to your blood, we sow to your name, we sow to our salvation, Lord, we sow to your Spirit. We continue, Lord, to believe and know that you are faithful, Lord, and that we truly are your bride, Lord Jesus Christ, and sons and daughters and kings and priests, Lord, and you are here, Lord, and you allowed us to come into your presence only because of your love and your great grace and what you have won at the cross for us. So we just give you praise, Lord, that you welcomed your body in your presence today, tonight, Lord Jesus, and your wonderful anointing manifested, Lord, for your glory. So it's you, Jesus, that we lift up and we honor and we love you. And everybody said, amen. Amen.